Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. You've heard us gripe about the challenge of purchasing an electric vehicle, but turns out the buying might be the easy part. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. For almost the entire history of the automobile, vehicles have been powered by the internal combustion engine. And while rarely fun, the occasional, sometimes not so occasional, trip to the mechanic has been part of the deal. Repairing electric vehicles, though, well, that is more complicated. There are, after all, computers involved. And as the EV market continues to grow in the US and in the UK, owners can face big problems when something goes wrong. There aren't enough EV mechanics on either side of the pond qualified to fix them. That's also causing the cost of insurance to go up. The BBC's Frey Lindsay reports.
By 2030, there could be up to 11 million hybrid or electric vehicles in the UK, according to the country's local government association. But there are currently only around 45,000 mechanics who are qualified to fix them. I'm at one of the few EV specialist service centres in the UK, the London Electric Centre and Going Green. Gino Tulipano is repairing a delivery vehicle.
So I'm looking at two batteries the size of a single bed or so each. What are these weigh?
2 tons, I think. Quite a lot.
Do you find these more difficult or easier to deal with than a non-electric delivery truck?
You're not getting covered in any oil or grease, and no diesel engine and no fumes. But on the other hand, you know, it's very heavy. The weight of these batteries, high voltage dangers, there's pros and cons to it, really. But I prefer it. It's better to be dusty than oily.
Alex Pierce, one of the directors, showed me around the dozens of cars on the shop floor.
We've got a BMW we've just changed the motor on. We've got the Jaguar I-Pace, which we've got to diagnose and repair, Kia Niro. We've just fixed a Piaggio tuk-tuk. We don't really turn anything down.
What would you find in here that you wouldn't find in a normal mechanics?
It's not that much different, apart from the fact that you see more people looking at a laptop. There's a lot of headwork, a lot of diagnostic. It might take 4 hours to diagnose a fault, 5 minutes to fix it.
That combination of mechanical, software and electronics expertise that's required for EV servicing and repairs is making it hard for Alex to get new people in.
You need somebody who's been to college that understands electronics.
We'll be right back with more of Frey Lindsay's reporting. Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with the BBC's Frey Lindsay's reporting on the shortage of EV mechanics in the US and in the UK.
It can take a lot of money and time to get someone trained up, and fewer young people are wanting to become a mechanic. Emma Carrigy is from the professional association, the Institute of the Motor Industry, who certify EV qualified mechanics in the UK.
We're facing a slowdown in the uptake of EV qualifications. a 36% drop in the last year. We need 107,000 EV technicians by 2030, or we risk a 13,000 shortfall by 2032. We must prioritise training and development of technicians.
That shortage is already contributing to higher repair costs and insurance premiums. According to price comparison site Confused.com, insurance premiums for electric vehicles went up 72% in 2023, compared to just 29% for internal combustion engines. Louise Thomas from Confused.com says this could be a problem in the future.
Is the price of the car rather than insurance is going to prevent most consumers from making the switch right now? But it certainly might tip some over the edge if they realize they have to pay thousands for their insurance.
Unless more people sign up to be EV mechanics, drivers in the UK might find themselves with an electric vehicle they can't get fixed or afford to insure.
That was the BBC's Frey Lindsay. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.